Tony204. I just had an experience with an ADA passenger that made me feel uncomfortable. So I wanted to just put it on record because I'm pretty sure it's going to result in a phone call.
Okay, copy. Go ahead.
He has a tendency to harass my other passengers, like sprawling out in the honored seating and blocking the aisle, making derogatory comments towards women. And this afternoon, he was harassing one of my passengers who's hard of, has a harder time seeing, and they were looking up ahead next to me for a building they were looking for. And so he said he was going to call and complain because he was standing in the area that's normally not stood in.
Okay, copy. Do you remember what area this was that it happened?
The 7th and Alpina, Alberta.
Okay, copy that. All right, so did anybody slip or fall or anything like that?
Oh, no. He was just in a foul mood today. I'm pretty sure this was his outlet.
Copy that. All right. Yeah, he sounds like a lovely individual. All right. Okay, so I will, a certain incident, you know, just an asset to document it and call in on recording, and you should be good to go. I don't see anything else coming of it, but I will. I'm not going to have you block report or anything, but, yeah, if it does come to that, we'll do that.
Yeah, I'll try to be a little bit better about making a point if he's harassing my other passengers, specifically the women. Yeah.
Yeah, that's out of line. Yeah, and next time, you know, if he's doing that with women, definitely ask them if they want to go further with it, if they want to have someone meet up with the bus or anything like that, if they want to file a report. So, you know, if they have that option, because they shouldn't have to be harassed like that.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at keeping the peace. It's pretty hard to have a hard time on my bus. He makes it possible.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, well, I hope you have a better day and you don't encounter him. And you know what? You can also contact your garage manager, being that they're an ADA passenger. You can let them know what's going on with them, and you may be given the opportunity to be able to pass them in the future. But I would definitely email your garage manager and tell them the situation.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Thank you. I appreciate that. Have a good rest of your day.
You as well. At 1456.